AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Media billionaire and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg says he won't run for president.
The former New York mayor says if he were to run for president, the most he could accomplish would be to win enough states to throw the election into the House of Representatives, likely tipping the contest either to Donald Trump or Ted Cruz. That, he writes in an editorial published by Bloomberg View, is, in his words, a risk I cannot take in good conscience. Bloomberg says Trump is running the most divisive and demagogic campaign he's ever seen, and Cruz's pandering on immigration is no less extreme. Bloomberg did not endorse anyone for president, but says he will campaign against the extreme partisanship he sees as a danger to the country. Warren Levinson, New York.
A California congressman is looking into complaints from Navy SEALs. Sandy Kozel explains.
Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter, a former Marine, says he's been contacted by several Navy SEALs who say that after SEALs return from a deployment, their rifles are given to other commandos who are shipping out. They say such a weapons carousel undercuts the train-like-you-fight spirit of U.S. Special Operations Forces.
A jury has awarded sportscaster Erin Andrews $55 million in her lawsuit against a stalker who bought a hotel room next to her and secretly recorded a nude video, finding that the hotel companies and the stalker shared in the blame. Attorney Mark Dedman says the verdicts against West End Hotel Partners and Windsor Capital Group might be appealed.
We have always taken the position, our clients have, that this was a crime and Miss Andrews was a victim of a crime. That has not been in dispute. The question here was, who did that? We all agreed Mr. Barrett did that.
The jury found Michael David Barrett was responsible for 51% of the blame, and the hotel companies would share the rest, which comes to nearly $27 million. This is AP Radio News. The Illinois football program turns to a veteran NFL coach.
Lovie Smith is the new head coach at the University of Illinois. Smith signed a six-year, $21 million deal and becomes the school's third coach in the last 6 months. Previously, Smith coached 11 years in the NFL, the first nine in Chicago and the last two in Tampa Bay, before being fired in both places. It's a return to the college game for the 57-year-old Smith, who last worked on this level as an assistant at Ohio State in 1995. The Illini finished 5-7 last season and has been to only one bowl game over the last 4 years. David Schuster, Chicago.
The Supreme Court has left in place a ruling that Apple conspired with publishers to raise electronic book prices when it tried to challenge Amazon's dominance in the market. The High Court has rejected Apple's appeal, which will let stand a ruling that the company violated antitrust laws in 2010. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.